Siyata Dishmaya,
we're beginning, and I hope today to do, the Malacha of Mechatech. We came to Mechatech because the last thing that we had been discussing was Stira Bekelin, as well as Korea. And in truth, the Malacha of Mechatech is by far the most vague Malacha in all of the 39 Malachas. There is no Gemara that really defines what is Mechatech. We have, as we'll see shortly, a line here, a line there of Gemara and Rashi. And we have, of course, the Nesher Agadah, what would we do? I might get emotional here, but what would we do without the Rambam? I mean, if you didn't have the Rambam, it's like nothing. The Mishnah tells us there's something called Mechatech, but Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mezakas with the Rambam. And through the Rambam, many of the halachas will emerge. Again, the malacha is quite vague, and it does need a lot of elaboration. And even within the contemporary svarim, I found that there isn't a lot of clarity. There isn't a lot of clarity. So, if someone wants to write a sefer on mechatech, it actually would be used more than, let's say, if you wrote a sefer on bishul. That there's a lot yesh makom lehisgader bo. So what we'll just try to do is what our great rabbeim say. So Gemara Ayin Dalet on the Beis tells us the following: Tan Rabbanon hatoyleshes haknaf va'koytmoy va'mortoy chayiv sholosh chatos. If someone cuts off a wing and he breaks it and fashions it by shaving it, so he's chayv three chatos. For Amar Ishlakish, Todesh chayv mishum gozes. We haven't learned gozes. We're going to put that on the side now. For he's going to be chayv for gozes. Kotein, when he cuts it down, chayv mishum mechatech. He's going to be chayv for mechatech. Says Rashi, mishum mechatech, the kopid lachtoch ad makom shehu ra'i. He's makbid to cut it to a particular size. And Rashi actually tells us what he's cutting the feathers off for. Rashi says that what he does is he puts it into a pillow. Rashi Dibra Maskel Vakotmo says, La'acha shetolsho, chotech rosho shudak, v'roi l'nicho bekar ubekeses. So he cuts it to a size, and Rashi emphasizes when it comes to mechatech that he's kapid lachtoch ad makom shuroi, he's makbid to put it at a particular place, and then in such a case, that's the iser of mechatech. Now, there is an interesting thing in Rashi that we'll come back to the siyata d'shmaya, that Rashi actually adds, not only does he put the feather inside of the keses, so he says, v'gamin hakone oreg kova'im, and also from the other side of the feather, he uses it to make hats, v'osek of below seyar, and it's used somehow to make some type of hat. Why does Rashi say that? Because with Chura we're talking about mechatech, he uses one side, he puts inside the kar v'keses. What Rashi is emphasizing, maybe we'll come to later on. That's one example we have in Ayin Dalet on Beis. We have another example that we've touched on when we spoke about tochen. So the Gemara tells us three lines from the top of Ayin Dalet on Beis. Amar Papa Hayman de Parm Silka. Someone who cuts up a beet, chayv mishum tochen. Amar of Menashe, hayman desel silsa, chayv mishum tochen. Someone who cuts twigs, he's going to be chayv from tochen. There Rashi explains that the dust, there's sawdust that comes out, so he's being tochen the sawdust. And Rav Ashi adds, Amar Rav Ashi, kabit amishchasa, if he's makbid on the length, chayv mishum mechatech. So then in such a case, he's going to be chayv for mechatech. So that's another example of mechatech. Finally, the Gemara on Daf Ayin Hey on the Beis tells us Hamigared Roshei Klunsaos, that if a person shaves down the edge of a pole, so then in such a case he's also going to be chayiv. So that's another example. We have an Ayin Dalet on the Beis, two examples, and an Ayin Hey on the Beis, also Hamigared Roshei Klunsaos, that also is going to be an example of mechatech. There he wants to get it down to a particular size. Okay, so these are the three examples that we have in the Gemara. The Rambam takes these three examples And the Rambam codifies it very beautifully. In your booklet, you have it. By the way, I've been inspired. Somehow I figured out a way how to make the book to save trees. So I finally figured out it. It was like this complicated equation, and somehow I figured out how to make the two sides. And okay. So the Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, says as follows: Hamechatech min ha'or kedei lasos kamia. If someone cuts down from leather in order to make an amulet, chayiv, then he's going to be chayiv. And the Rambam now puts together all three of the Gemaras that we just saw. V'hu sheyiskaven l'midas orkoi u'midas rochbo. However, the one condition is he needs to intend to make it a particular size, the length and the width. V'yachdoich b'kavana, and cut it with kavana, shehi melacha, that's the melacha. Avam chatech derech hefseg o b'lo kavana l'midaso, but if he cuts it down in a way that he's making the item worse, or without an intention to make it a particular size, elo kemisasek o kemisachek, he's just misasek or misachek, hareza patur, then he is going to be potter. So all of the poskim point out that the Rambam over here is introducing something that is quite unique. What the Rambam is doing is the Rambam is pointing out that mechatech is very different than other malachos, because over here the Rambam is saying that your intention for midas arko, midas rachvo, becomes definitional to the malacha itself. And in all of the three cases that we discussed, the two on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, as well as the one on Ayin Hey Amud Beis, we're going to have to see how they fall into one of two possible categories in terms of the definition of mechatech. In other words, all three of those cases are going to fall into two categories that the Rambam seems to be saying over here of mechatech. What are those two categories? One of two categories. One is that you want the precise measurement. If you want the precise measurement, then in such a case it's going to be mechatech. If you're not interested in the precise measurement, then in such a case, then it's not mechatech. What qualifies as precise measurement? So that's what I was referring to when I said this malacha is so vague. We don't really have anything from the Rishonim and the poskim that the early poskim. Now, there's a standard poskim that I'm aware of, and what we're going to see is contemporary poskim struggling with what exactly is midas arko, midas rochbo. But that's one of the definitions of mechatech. Another definition of mechatech, and this might be why Rashi emphasizes the fact that you use the feather. The feather had purposes for both sides. Is spelled out beautifully both by the Minchas Ariel as well as the Sefer Archos Shabbos. The Archos Shabbos does a beautiful hakdama. So let's take a look at his hakdama. That hakdama appears on the second page in the booklet. He quotes the Rambam. He sends you to his ha'ara, and we'll just see in the body he does a great job. Umenikuda zu nivdeles meleches mechatech mi meleches korea. Meleches mechatech is different than korea. She meleches korea ain't peida al mida. When it comes to korea, you're not interested in a particular size. The ikur meleches hakorea nemra bekora hamikalkel asayria umikalkel shnei chalakim. You're doing something negative to the tear. You're making a tear, but you're getting two chalakim out of this. You're getting two pieces out of it. But it's being done for a tikkun. Look at this. V'ilu meleches mechatech kol ikara b'chituch hanasa l'fi mida mesuyemes. Mechatech is different because the tikkun is in the tier itself. The tier itself, you want a particular size. What's critical is the size. You're doing this not to separate, but you're doing it because you want a particular size. So when it comes to Korea, the tikkun is in the two sides. You're now separating it to be able to sew together. Or, you know, our discussion, whether you do a kriya on the envelope and you're now getting a tikkun that you have a letter. Is that enough to be considered a kriya with a tikkun? And all of our shiurim about that. Here, when we're talking about mechatech, the tikkun is actually the kriya itself. The tear itself is the tikkun because it's creating a certain measure in the object itself. So that is what I call definition number one. If you take a look at the cover page, geder isur mechatech beposkim. So I put down aleph. Aleph is what exactly does midas arko or midas rachbo mean? So we're going to have to be ma'ayin into that more. When is this? What is considered the size that you're really being mocked in? How fine does that size have to be? That's issue number one. And then the Archa Shabbos points out something nice, that once we have this definition, he points out in the second paragraph, Meleches Mechatech, he says the following, Od Matzinu Bigamarasham, Da'akotem Es HaKnaf. We pointed out that when you're cutting down the feathers to put them into a pillow, Chayim Mishon Mechatech, V'nimtzen L'meidim Mikan, Shem Leches Mechatech, Lo Nemra Davke Shem Makbid Almida, El Kol Shatichuch Nase B'davke B'mokum Mesuyam, Hareze B'chlal Chituch B'kpeda. If there's a particular area that you want to have cut, and you're interested in it being cut in that particular place, even if it doesn't have a particular midah, so then in such a case, that's also mechatech. In other words, there's a particular area that you want to be refined in some manner. Like in the case of the feathers, there's a certain amount of the feather that you want to put into the pillow, and then there's another part of the feather that you don't want for that. By the way, the Minchas Ariel makes the same point to explain why Rashi says that you have both sides of the feather. Minchas Ariel is all the way in the back of the booklet. In Os Chav Beis, in the Minchas Ariel on page Tav Zayin, he says that's the idea behind why Rashi says that you're using both parts. And as Rashi wants to emphasize that you have mechatech because you're creating something which either side of the item is one in which you're trying to fashion something that is going to be special based on where you're making its break. So either you're interested in a particular midas arko, rachbo, or you're interested in breaking the item over there. One side could be used for the pillow. The other side could be used for hats. So therefore, that's mechatech. Not necessarily a particular size of the feather, but a particular reason why you want it cut at that particular place. Similarly, the Gemara in Hanging the Base, the Rosh Klunsos. The Rosh Klunsos over there, you're not necessarily, this the Sefer Binyan Shabbos points out, you're not necessarily interested in a particular measure of the Rosh Klunsos, but you're makbid in cutting it in a particular way over there in the Rosh Klunsos. And therefore, the Chituch is going to be something that's important. Once the Chituch is important, so it's no longer like Korea, but rather what you're interested in is a very particular type of cut that also is going to be Mechatech as well. So what does that crunch to? It crunches to two different Hakdaros of Mechatech, as Aruch HaShabbos is pointing out. One Hakdar Mechatech is you're interested in a particular size. That's one Hakdar Mechatech. And the other Hagdara Mechatech is that you're interested in something particular out of that cut. You want to refine the Rosh Klunsos. You want to cut it over here because over here it's right for it to go to the pillow, and over here it's right for it to go into the hat. Yes, Rabbi David.
Does the Rambam agree with the second definition?
Yesh lefalpel. Yesh lefalpel. The Minchas Ariel said it b'das Rashi. The Aruch HaShabbos thinks that that's correct, Aliba de Hilchasa. What do you think in terms of the Rambam? You didn't see it in the Rambam. In other words, if I could guess with what you're saying, is that Rav David's pointing out is that the Rambam said, V'hushi yiskan l'midas arko midas rachbo. That's the definition. The only thing is, what about Megarid Roshei Klunsos on Ayin Hayam Abayz? That the Rambam quotes in the middle of the halacha. V'chein kol chaticha shiachto cheresh eitz mena eitz mena cheresh metech mena tech haschai mishum mechatech. That could also be that case as well. In other words, that could also be, like you said, wanting it for a particular size. Yesh ladam, in terms of the Rambam. Yeah?
The Rambam has those cases of Kotim and Megari as toldos.
So right. Maybe it is a tolada.
Yeah. It's not exactly that. That is for sure.
Right. But it would be a tolada.
It's not a shvasa. It's not a spoke.
Nachon. That could definitely be. Now let's take a look at let's go immediately to the Mishnah Berurah. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah, and the Mishnah Berurah discusses these halachos in Shin Chav Beis, Si'if Hei. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have a natural place to find. There's no definition in the Beis Yosef, in the Shulchan Aruch. Here the Mechaber is talking about, and we're going to spend a little bit of time discussing this, the halacha of Kotem Kisim. We've discussed this Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis and Beitza when seeing the parallel between making a kisem, a flint that's being used for a toothpick, to breaking open a chavis. And the Gemara equates the two of the asiyas akli of making a hole into a chavis or breaking the chavis open. In the case of the Gemara on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, actually making a hole and making a flint. And something interesting emerges from the discussion that we'll see shortly in the Mishnah Berurah. And the Mishnah Berurah decides that this is the best place to discuss the halachos of Mechatech. And he says as follows. Again, the reason why the Mishnah Berurah, it's natural for the Mishnah Berurah to discuss it over here, is because the Rambam concludes in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Zayin, Hanotel Kisem Shel Eitz Milafanav. If a person takes the Kisem, Vikotmo, Lachtos Boshino Luftoch Boas Adeles, Chayiv. So then in such a case, one that's going to be chayiv on that action. Now, the Rambam is a little vague of why you're chayiv. The Rambam doesn't say why you're chayiv. The Ra'ar Sameach and the Mishnah Berurah both assume, B'das HaRambam, I put this on the cover page, they both assume that the Rambam is saying that the Isser over here is mechatech. Why else would the Rambam put it in this halacha? That's how they assume. Although I just want to point out something really interesting. This is just Lahagdil Toru Ladir, those who are learning Be'iyun. This will be Nisamech. Both here in Perek Yud Aleph, as well as in Perek Yud, the Rambam has an instance where he says, you're chayiv mishum mechatech, you're chayiv mishum makav epatish, you're chayiv mishum makav epatish. And then he has a case which is really not, you're chayiv mishum korea, you're chayiv mishum korea, you're chayiv mishum korea. And then he has a case which is not so clear why you'd be chayiv. Both this case, Hanotel Kisein, as well as Poseach Beis HaTzavar. And the Rambam, this, as far as I'm concerned, this could be Purim Torah. Because I could see the Rambam laughing. The Rambam concludes the halacha, and he just says chayiv. All the other places, he says, you're chayiv for this malacha. And then he leaves it vague. He doesn't tell you why you're chayiv. So some say, by the Poseach Beis HaTzavar, maybe the Rambam holds Enechanam, it's not Mepatish, it's not Korea. So there's a big discussion in that Rambam. On the other hand, the Halachos are clearly Korea, not Makavipatish. So too over here. The Pashtus of the Gemara on Lama Gimel and Mabez and Beitza is that this is Makavipatish. But the Rambam puts it within the Halachos of Mechatech. Really, really, Tzarech Yom Gadol, it's so fascinating. And I don't think there are other examples for bonus credit, if anybody could find other examples in the Rambam where the Rambam gives you that you're chayiv for this and this and this, and then he concludes the halacha chayiv and he doesn't tell you why it's chayiv, and bepashtus you wouldn't have had it.
We have
an Aratalisa. It's fascinating. It keeps on recurring within the Rambam. It could be that the Rambam understood that maybe he wants to leave it open. That's possible to be chayiv. I don't know. Yesh Ladan. It's a fascinating thing. But Nachzor L'Inyaneinu, let's go to what's clear. Let's go to Moran HaMishnah Berurah. And now we understand why the Mishnah Berurah is bringing it up over here, because this is the halachos of Kosen Kisim. So let's read Mishnah Berurah's psakim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, 10 lines from the bottom, page 304. First word on line is Habeged. Va'agav darina b'shulchan aruch le'in chitoch uktima b'inyin achle behema v'atzei b'samim. Now that we've been discussing the halachos of breaking these things If it's for animal food, the Gemara has many opinions that says that's mutter. Hence, in Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is mutter talta atze b'sam l'riachbem u'niflam b'chola, umolo riachbem echad kashim ve'echad rakim. And previously, in Siv Dalet, it says, ocho behema ein bar mishum tukun kli. There is no tikun kli, l'fichach mutter litna afil b'sak in kasho teven, avol kisim she'ein ocho behema asur. That's going to be asur to cut off. So that isur, what is that isur? So here we're going to see that there is a diyun between the Rosh and the Rambam. So says the Bishter Brura, I'm going to discuss that and other things. Aleph, hamechatech or kol davar she'adam mechatech umakpid al midaso. If you cut off something, you makpid on its mida. Bein etam otechas afil nuchzal shel of. Look how the Bishop did so beautifully. He summarized all the Gemaras that we just did in these three examples. Okay, beautiful. Kivan shemakpid al midas arko v'rachbo chavon echayv. Alachotech derech hefsid, he quotes the Rambam. And then he has an interesting take, which we'll leave for now. And then when he says beis, the second criterion, in the first wide line of the Mishnah Brura, ein meleches mechatech shayach ba'ochlin. It's not shayach for ochlin. Mechatech is not shayach when it comes to ochlin. Okay, we have to discuss why that's so, but I think the best thing in terms of understanding the halacha is to leave that to the end. Gimel, imaleches mechatech udafka bikli o afil biyad. There is a discussion whether mechatech you're going to be over if you use your hand. So he says, I'll take a look at the ber halacha, and we're going to discuss that question. Mirtz Hashem will do that ber halacha as well. Finally, he says, hachotech kesem b'sak l'natzos b'shinov, chayev azem yishum tikun kli l'das harosh. He says, according to the Rosh, the Isser is tikun kli. Which, by the way, I think is the Pashtus of the Gemara in Beitza. Pashtus of the Gemara is, Rashi seems to hold that way, that's tikun kli. Uldasa Rambam mishum mechatech, but the Rambam holds that's mechatech. So here there's a discussion amongst the Achronim whether the Rambam holds you're going to be chayiv for mechatech and makle patish, or just mechatech. And the Chazon Ish is quoted by the Dirshu as the Baal Svara of that which we mentioned a few times, that if you're over on one malacha, so then in such a case, you won't be chayiv another melacha. So the Rambam, for some reason, is going to hold that you're chayiv for mechatech. The Rambam is going to say you're chayiv for mechatech. So once you're chayiv for mechatech, then you're not going to be chayiv for kli. Why are you going to be mechayiv for mechatech? Bepashtus, because you want the kisim to be a particular midas arko, midas rachbo. That's how Mishnah Brura seems to understand. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv alts mechatech. The question that one needs to ask is, why would one not be chayiv for tikkun kli? Why isn't it an isur of being mesakein the kli? So you could go with simply and say that you won't be chayiv two things, but at the end of the day, you could argue that there are two different pu'ulos that are taking place. One is that you have a mechatech, the other is that you're having a kli that's being made. So over here, there's a nishmas adam. The Nishmas Adam is quite important. That will also take us to the Be'er Halacha. The Nishmas Adam in Lamed Vav Aleph, that's on the next page, he says, first, the Nishmas Adam is 12 lines in. First word on line is Shayach. And he says, Ve'ein lomar degam bekotim kisem. Ve'ein lomar degam bekotim kisem chayiv achiyu mishum tikun kliv lo mishum nechatech. So the Nishmas Adam holds, like I mentioned, Bidasa, Mishnah Brura, and Lor Sameach, that Kotim Kisem is only going to be Mechatech. Why is it that you're not going to be Chayiv for Tikun Mane? Yesh Lomar, skipping down a couple of lines, Disfirale, first word in the line is Dalid Lamid Shin, Disfirale, Lo Shayach Tikun Kli, Eladafka al yidei kli kemoshe kasav arosh v'aran. The Nishmas Adam suggests that the only time you rechayev tikkun kli is if it's something that requires a fashion of a kli. A kli needs to fashion it. If the kli is not fashioning the kli, then it's not chashuv enough of a tikkun for it to be considered tikkun kli. And Taka, the Russian Beitza, says this. So that's what the Nishmas Adam suggests, is why the Rambam holds this is only going to be mechatech, and not going to be makir v'pakish. So what comes out then, Rabosai, is any time you're cutting something, okay, any time you're cutting something that you're using your hands and you want a nida misuyemes, according to the Nishmas Adam, that's going to be the Yisr of Mechatech. While the Rosh seems to hold that, according to the Mishnah Brura, that it will be Tikkun Klif. Amei Yavin, you could ask that the Rosh himself was the Baal Memra, who said that if you use your hands, it's not going to be Tikkun Klif. So that seems to be Machlokas Nishmas Adam and Mishnah Brura, Sarech Iyun, on what that Hagdar Machlokas is. So let's crunch what we have up until now. Let's have clear, because I know I'm trying to pack a lot into this into one shiur to get mechatech done, and stop me if there's anything that's been unclear up until now. So I want to review what we've done up until now. We had three gemaras of three different examples of mechatech, and we saw that mechatech is different than korea for two different reasons. Number one is mechatech, you're interested in the midah, and you're interested in that the kriya itself is creating something positive. And that point will also extend that if you want something positive in the chituch, for example, by Rashi Klunsos, when you're cutting it, so then that will also be an iser of mechatech. The Mishnah Brura quotes a machlokas between the Rosh and the Rambam. When you're kotem kiseng, in such a case, whether the iser is tikkun kli or mechatech, and the Mishnah Brura seems to go with the Shita, as well as the Nishmas Adam, with the Shita Sarambam, that because you're interested in cutting it down to a particular size, so then in such a case, that is going to qualify as mechatech. So far, so good, Rabbi Osai? Yeah.
Just two quick questions.
Sure.
First is, we already saw last year that, at least the Lech Mishnah held, that the Rambam said that making a neck of Moshe Tari Golem is Chayim Yishim Bonet and Yishim Makapat.
Right. So,
and before that was Pachas of the Rambam.
Okay.
Correct. So that's just the first thing. The second thing is
no. So what Reb Ben-Zion is pointing out is that it could very well be that the Rambam is going to hold that you're going to be chayiv for both, even though both the Nishmas Adam and the Mishnah Brura did not seem to assume that.
The Mishnah Brura doesn't seem to
say. Well, the Mishnah says l'das harosh it's tikkun kli. L'das haramba mishum mechatech. Should have said mishum
shtach.
I'm sorry. Shkoch, nachon, 100%. That according to Rambam, you're going to be chayiv twice, and that will work with the Lech Mishnah. Shkoch, yes, correct.
The quick thing is that you said a while back that it sounded like the Rambam Shita Menar Taliso is that you're chayiv Mishum Makav Patish, and that didn't require a kli. So
that would not be consistent with what the Nishma Salam
is. Which is okay, as long as the Rambam is not like Nishma Salam.
Nachon, so Nishma Salam will be the Shitaso disagreeing with those two points. Shkach. Rabbi Ben-Zion also pointed out something that I did not emphasize, that the Mishnah Brura does say that according to Rambam, you could be chayiv both for Makah v'Patish as well as Mechatech. Good. Okay. The Be'er Halacha here in Dibra Maschil Echad Kashim is bothered. Why is it that when you cut off Lahariach and your intention is not to make a kli, is that not going to be in Isser of Mechatech? Let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha Dibra Maschil Echad Kashim. L'chora Kasha, Amai Hitiru, Likdom B'Kashim L'Riach, Nihi Deinu Meskavim Lasos Kli, so it's not going to be Tikkun Kli, but you should be Choshesh for Mechatech. That's why I mentioned that the Mishnah Brura passes like the Rambam, that the Isser is Mechatech. So he asks, why would it be that you're not going to be Chayiv Alts Mechatech? The Be'er Halacha goes back and forth, and the Be'er Halacha's conclusion is that it must be that you're not makbid on the midah. But if you took something off, a besamim, took it off, and you were makbid on the midah, so then in such a case, says the Be'er Halacha, that would be chayiv for mechatech. And he quotes the Nishmas Adam, and he says, and if you're going to tell me that the only time you're chayiv for mechatech is if you need a kli, hafuch! The Nishmas Adam said that Mechatech is going to be Chayiv Dachkaltz Mechatech and not Tikkun Kli because you use your hand. So therefore he says it can't be that Mechatech doesn't apply for using your hand. Mechatech does apply when you're using your hand. Okay, that would have been a big heter, right? We've gone a half hour without any Halacha L'maisa yet, but we're about to get to the Halacha L'maisa. So if you paskin like this Hava Mina, the Be'er Halacha, right? And you said that what? You said that Well, it's only bikli. So most of our cases of opening packages and so on and so forth is only with your hand. So if that if that hadamina of the Be'er Halacha would have stood, then it would have been fine. So even though Ben Zion, even though the Nishmas Adam might be different on a few different levels than our Mahalach, at the end of the day, the Nishmas Adam carries enough weight to be mechayiv us for mechateh biyad. And if we're mechayiv biyad, so now we're going to have to deal with many, many different shailos in regards to mechateh of when a person is cutting things down to size. Okay. So here, we need to define what is considered midas arko u midas rachbo. When a person has intention to cut it down to size, what is the definition of midas arko u midas rachbo? So now our shiur goes back to the end of last year. The last thing, that is the reason why I decided to do it here, last thing that we had seen was Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal's tshuva in Chelek Beis, Simin Yud Beis, I believe that's where it was. It's in the previous booklet, not in this one. We had seen Rav Shlomo Zalman's tshuva. Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion that opening up a soda can does not qualify as mechatech. So why does it not qualify as mechatech? So we're going to see that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal had a few sets of kulos in regards to mechatech that many rely on today, even though there are many that are mefakpek with those kulos. Rav Shlomo Zalman said that mechatech does not apply if you want to throw out the utensil. If you want to throw out the utensil, so then in such a case, it's not going to be mechatech. So we've seen the heter of mustiki when it comes to korea. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman's extension of mustaki to korea, so too Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal extended the heter of mustaki, which started with stira bekelim. Rav Shlomo Zalman extended it to mechatech as well. So therefore, since the can, you're interested in throwing out the can, so therefore it's not going to qualify as mechatech. That is in regards to the can. The Archo Shabbos quotes that Rav Yashiv disagreed. Or Rav Yashiv was mesupak. He was mesupak whether that would be enough of a heter, and he was choshesh that it would be a problem of mechater. Let me restate it. Rav Yashiv had two reasons to be machmir. Number one, Rav Yashiv wasn't convinced it wasn't considered tikkun kli of Asiyas Pesach Yafet, that we spoke about last week, that we saw that he was mesupik about. And Rav Yashiv said, Alts mechatech, one should be machmir. If you want to see that inside, we touched on it last time, but if you want to see it inside, let's see, do we have that?
Because he doesn't
find a sar of mesupik. In Shin Samach Gimel, let me just see it inside Rav Shmuel, and then I'll take your question. Shin Samach Gimel, Ha'ara Samach Aleph, he says that Rav Yashiv asered opening soda cans, and he says that Rav Yashiv was mesupik in regards to the Asiyas HaPesach, and he was machmir alts mechatech. We're going to see that this is going to be a theme that is going to appear constantly between the machlokis of Mechutanim, that Rav Yashiv and Rav Shlomo Zalman keep on arguing about mechatech, Rav Yashiv Zatzal tending to be more machmir, and Rav Shlomo Zalman tending to be more mekel. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman is mekel on mechatech for a few reasons, but in this case, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that you're throwing it out. Rav Yashiv doesn't go with that, and Rav Yashiv holds that the fact that you made a precise cut is already going to be considered as mechatech. Again, that appears in Ha'ara Samach Aleph on page Shin Samach Gimel. Okay? Yes, Shmo.
No, I was just saying that the reason that Rav Yashiv would say it would be a problem with mechatech is because he doesn't take the svar of mustaki.
He doesn't take kares. Now, what exactly is Rav Yashiv's hagdara of mechatech? I still haven't given, and I'm going to go to other cases and then circle back b'siyata d'shmaya to get Rav Yashiv's hagdara. Okay. So far, that is one machlokus between them. What we're doing right now is we're doing two things. We're being osek in the halacha ma'aseh examples, and we're also looking to define the Rambam's term of being the didactic of midas arko of midas rachbo. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, in another context, in regards to toilet paper, in the tikkunim and the miluim, that I hope I have photocopied for you. Yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal gives us another heter in regards to mechatev. He adds in the discussion that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa had in Perek of Gimel Ha'ora Nun Hey, he later added on another heter. V'shamati me'agrashas the kilan shehachotech eino makbid im haya osim etze yoser aroch o yoser katzar. Rabosai, if there was toilet paper that had been cut 3 squares or 4 squares, right? Would it make a difference to you? No, you would have liked that there be toilet paper there. It's not so important the size. So therefore, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you're not going to have a shayla of mechatech when it comes to cutting toilet paper, because if it's a little bit bigger or it's a little bit smaller, so that is not so chashuv to you, and therefore it's not going to be mechatech. We have to deal with Korea. We spoke about Korea doing it with a shinui and so on and so forth. But he goes back to Hagdara number one. This is not lefi midas arko and midas rachbo. And so then in such a case, it's not going to be a problem. In such a case, it doesn't qualify as mechatech. Before I take your ha'ara, Mati, Reb Shlomo Zalman even goes a step further. And he says in the tshuva that we mentioned earlier, that when it comes to the perforations on the lines, he's not convinced that perforations even qualify as mechatech, because hafuch, he says, once it's already perforated, then it's considered, it's already, you didn't decide where you wanted to cut, it was already destined for you. You didn't make that particular, you didn't decide the midas arko, midas rachbo, the factory decided midas arko, midas rachbo. So then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman also has a tzad to be making in regards to perforation. So we have 3 different heterim from Rav Shlomo Zalman in regards to mechatech. They're all quoted in the Archa Shabbos. Heter number one is if you're going to throw it out, it's not going to be mechatech. Heter number two is if you're not interested in a very particular size, it's going to be mutter. And heter number three is in regards to the perforations. And I found in the Nishmas Avram, thanks to Sefer Binyan Shabbos, Nishmas Avram, Chelek Hei, Simin, in Simin Shin Mem, the old editions is Chelek Hei. In the newer editions, that's what I have at home, it's just on Simin Shin Mem. And this is in your photocopy booklet. It really brings out how far Rav Shlomo Zalman was willing to take this heter. If you take a look, again, halfway through, Nishmas Avram, 5 lines from the top, Uvadaito Shamarenu Agrasha Zatzal, Ein Bahem. Oh, let me read the case. Shahamikabel Yikra Vyitlosh as a fax. Me'amachshir b'Shabbos. I don't know if you remember, once upon a time, the fax machines did not come out with a paper didn't spit out single pages. You would rip out the fax. So the Shaila was, if the doctor is getting something in the hospital and ripping the facts out, is that mechatech? So he says, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman said, that's not mechatech, ki ein akpada shamokom misuim yadavka kan. You need to be interested in the cut being at this particular place. If it's not at the place where, if you're interested, that be a particular size, lemidas arkoi, lemidas rachpoi, it's not mechatech. Korea is a separate shayla, but a mechatech it's not going to be. Mechatech has to be lemidas arkoi, lemidas rachpoi. So Rav Shlomo Zalman has cut the Isser down to size. It's the Isser is, it really doesn't apply in many, many instances. It seems that Rav Yashiv, as I'm going to go on to show you, Rav Yashiv did not have that scope of heter as far as Rav Shlomo Zalman goes. Now the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, I told you he was a ben bayis by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, even when he was a younger orphan. So he goes out and brilliantly with 6 different rayas, the Sefer Binyan Shabbos attempts to prove that Rav Shlomo Zalman's Mahalach about his narrow definition of Midas Arko, Midas Racho is correct. That if you're not interested in a Midah Misuyemes, so then in such a case, it's going to be Mutter. By the way, that will also even help you for the soda bottle. The soda can, excuse me. The soda can, it will help you. If you're not interested, you don't... This particular, whether it's 1 centimeter large or 2 centimeter large, the fact that the company decided that Coca-Cola will sell the best amount of cans, if it has, it, I don't know what the radius would be, a radius of an inch versus 2 inches, so that's their thing, that's not your thing. You would drink the Coke the same way. It's a low ichbasle, if I'm even young, just the usage of the term. So then in such a case, Rav Shlomo Zalman, it seems to me that it's connected to his shita as well, that would be another reason that one could be maker. What is one of the rayas of the Binyan Shabbos? So if you take a look, I photocopied the next page on the other side of Mishmas Avram. He has, I think, a beautiful raya, and I photocopied also the Rambam. But you know, we could read it. Here I have photocopied for you 3.5 of his rayas on page Rishon Hay in the Binyan Shabbos. We'll just focus on one Rambam. In Oz Beis, Ein Chotchin Shifofer Shel Kana B'Pnei Shus Isakin Kli. The Rambam writes in Perek of Gimel, you're not allowed to cut a reed, to use it as a kli. But in those days, they could use the reeds for many different types of things. You could use the reed as a straw. You could use the reed as a tableware. You could use the reed for schach. You could use the reed for many different types of things. So there the Rambam says, Misakin Kli. So there's so many examples in Shabbos where you have people cutting things down, a particular kli that you're interested in the kli, and just says makom v'patish. It doesn't say mechatech. Why doesn't it say mechatech? Zok de binyan Shabbos, according to what his Rebbe said, it's beautiful. The reason why it's not going to be mechatech is because you're not interested in a midah mesuyemes. When you're interested in midah mesuyemes, I am dalet on the beis, silsa, and the knaf, and I klonos with the second definition, so then that's going to be mechatech. But if you're just generally cutting, that's not going to be mechatech. And therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman goes even a step further. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, quoted in the Archa Shabbos, page Shin Samach Beis, again disagreeing with his Mechutin Rav Yoshev Zatzal, via Lavan Hameshuvakim Bezugot V'Kodem Achil Mafrid Moshe Zemizeh B'Mokom Acharitz Hamiyud Lekach Yesha Osru Yesha Tiru. You have yogurt that's attached. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Yogurts are attached, and you separate the yogurts. So Rav Yoshev says that's a shayla mechatech. Shlomo Zalman says it's not a shayla mechatech. Again, what's Rav Shlomo Zalman's svar? Shlomo Zalman's svar is that's not going to be an issue of mechatech because you're not interested in cutting this to a mida misuyemes. And since you're not interested in mida misuyemes, das heißt nicht mechatech.
I have a shayla all the time with contact lenses on
Shabbos.
Take them apart.
There you go. So, okay, but here starts a collector's item. All right, Rav Mati,
what's contact lens?
Contact lens, they're attached. When they're manufactured, like, you'll have that. Any things that are small, for example, also vitamins and stuff like that, so they'll have perforations and you have to separate them. So the shiloh would be to separate them on the perperation. So we have two at the Amrushalzam. Could be even if it was midah mesuyemes, maybe it's if it's already considered a kli. That goes really, really, really far. So you see the same theme repeating itself. Yes?
I was wondering, in the Rambam, he says the cases that are not mechatech, he says lashon of pater, that mashmas l'asr midah rabbanan.
Yeah, so that question that you just asked is asked by one of the Achronim. I saw one of the Achronim ask it. I saw it in two places. I saw the Binyan Shabbos ask it, and the Archa Shabbos asks your kasha in Nun Aleph, Ayin Shem. He tries to be the Yashiv. How to deal with it? Here's a collector's item. Yeah, go ahead, Rav.
By the yogurt example.
Yes.
In what way are you not mafbid? Where are you separating? Or where are you making the break?
It's what you want is to separate between the two things. You're not interested in a particular mida. You're not interested in a particular length. You're interested in just separating between the two items.
But there's only one possible way.
Said afal piken. That's not mechatech. That's not going to be mechatech. Mechatech. It seems that you're driving us in an interesting direction. It seems that mechatech is you have many different ways to cut it. and you want to cut it in a particular way, to a particular size. But if there isn't any other way to cut it, you're just separating between the two, then that's not mechatech. Now, if you had a totally different type of setup, where somehow you could envision that you would be able to cut, when you cut the yogurt piece, the yogurts, you could actually create the size of the bowl, so then that would be a different type of situation. And it's something else to market. But
it's like about yogurt, like if I were to cut it any differently, so I would ruin
my
yogurt experience.
Right, that for sure, but it's almost impossible to do it that way. I don't think that that's called me
the
sucker.
If you're small, you'd also be happy with the size of the yogurt. I mean, it's nothing special about this.
Right. The reason why I don't want to do this is because I don't want the yogurt to spill over me. But in terms of getting to the yogurt, this is in contrast to, let's say, the knaf, is that I want to cut it at a particular place to get the feather into the pillow. And the other stuff, I can't figure out the metzius entirely, into the hat. I don't know. But something into the hat. So that's what you're interested in. Yeah, Shmuel.
The fax machine, is it a case? So are you pulling off perforation?
Lav dafka.
Then wouldn't you be interested in the size because you don't want it to rip?
Oh, okay. So now we get to a bit of history. Now we get to a bit of history, halachic history. Let me start with a personal story. One time I misunderstood something Rav Nemtzel said, and I went over to him and I said to him, "What you just said, the chura goes against the psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman." Rav Nemtzel has beautiful blue eyes. His blue eyes opened up very wide, and he said to me, "Af pam lo chalakti ala Rav Zatzal." And I had misunderstood what he had said. But again, with Purim, Rav David said there was one sefer. This happened on Purim. There was one sefer of Rav Nemtzel that was very good that Rav Nemtzel refused to look at, and Rav David couldn't squeeze out of Rav Nemtzel why he didn't want to look at it. And on Purim, Rav David got him. David also said that on Purim he got him to say like all anything random in Tanakh and Shas Baal Peh. Also on Purim, but the other thing he got out of him on Purim was that he said to Rav David who chalak al Rav Shalom, he disagreed with his Rebbe. He said, how could I look at a sefer of somebody who disagrees with his Rebbe? So that's so here is a collector's item. Here's a collector's item that Rav Nevinsal asks your similar to the question that you asked on. He doesn't ask directly on Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Nevinsal himself, I think, would pass him to Shlomo Zalman, but he, and I saw this, I'll tell you the history, another piece of history that's connected to that as well, but take a look. In the Vyitzchak Yikare, Sif Katan Yudches, Umakbid, in the booklet, Sarech Iyun, Eze Midas Diyuk Nidreshes Kedei Lechashay Mechatech. What exactly is the amount to be considered Mechatech? In other words, Rav Nevinsal just asks that, the Rambam clearly says, L'midas Arch, L'midas Rachbo, but how do you define that? And then he says, L'chora, K'shaseu ro l'melachto, this comes back maybe to David, to your question, as long as you make it Rabui for its melacha, have a mechatech, that should be enough to be considered mechatech. Midas Arko, Midas Rachbo in the Rambam, all the Rambam meant when he said Midas Arko, Midas Rachbo, is to make it Rabui for its melacha. L'fize, and look at this, Bikorea niyar likinuach, afil shalom on the kavim, yesh bo mishum mechatech. It should qualify as mechatech. So maybe on Purim I should ask from Nemtzel Shlita about this. This is mamish a collector's item. He says that it would seem to him that when it comes to toilet paper, you're interested in a certain size. So many, many years ago, about 12, 13 years ago, Rav Nevinsal was giving shiur in Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, and he asked this question that he didn't understand this mechatech. And Rav Chizkiyo Nevinsal tried to advance what it seems to me, looking back, was Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hagdara, and Rav Nevinsal fought him for about 2-3 minutes. The name Rav Shlomo Zalman wasn't uttered. Rav Chizkiyo was smart enough not to mention Rav Shlomo Zalman's name, because once you mention Rav Shlomo Zalman's name, then the conversation would be closed. But Rav Nevinsal kept on saying, I don't understand how that could be the definition, that you could have this vague definition, Midas Arko, Midas Rako. What is the definition? So therefore, Rav Nevinsal in Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeha gives another definition that actually seems to be different than his Rebbe's definition, even different than Rav Eliyashiv's definition. If you take a look at Yerushalayim B'Mo'adeh, he quotes the Rambam. On page Reishud Beis, he quotes the Rambam. And then he says that he's not sure what Rav Nevensal asks. V'yesh lodun, eze ramashalak bada b'inyin zeh. Do you need something mamish meduyekes or not? So that's where the Binyan Shabbos came in. And the Binyan Shabbos said, I'm going to bring six rayas that Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hagdara is correct. And then Rav Nevensal has an entirely different Hagdara. He says, Venire, I'll leave his raya for now, but you know what? We have time. Let's do his raya. He brings a raya from another Gemara in Ayin Dalet on the base that doesn't discuss Mechatech, but the case of someone who makes a Keveres Kanin. If someone makes how would you describe Keveres Kanin? Bat. What?
A basket
out of reeds. Okay. My English is slowing going. A basket out of reeds. So now when he's making the baskets out of reeds, so there, when he makes the reed, he's chayef from Akiv Patish. So Rav Nevensal asks, why won't he be chayef from Mechatech? What will the Binyan Shabbos say? Binyan Shabbos will say he's not interested whether the basket be so large or the basket be so small. Rav Nevensal is another chidush. V'nira she'ines or Mechatech el b'chitu chanase ka'achona melacha acheres. The only time you're going to have an Isra of Mechatech is if it's taking you to prepare for another Malacha. In other words, Mechatech is, what was the case of Mechatech in the Mishkan? You're Mechatech in order to prepare it for Mafshid. In other words, it's preparing you for another Malacha. Now, I'm pretty sure this is his nephew, who's a dayan today in Ramat Beit Shemesh, Rav Albach. Rav Albach also does something uncharacteristic. This is Talmidim arguing with the Rebbe. This keeps on happening over and over within Mechatech, because Mechatech is so vague. He hardly ever writes a hara that's against Rav Nevensal. But number three, Rav Albach has a kasha on Rav Nevensal, and he suggests another answer to the kasha. So Rabosai, there's Yesh Mokom Lizgadar Vader. So this is a beautiful Torah that is still evolving. So someone wants to be a chelik of the Masorah, you jump right in to Sugya Mechatech. There's so much to add within the... Well, that's all you have to do, is just set your mind to it and you become part of the Masorah. That's all. It's very, very simple. It's not... requires Mesiris Nefesh here and there, but that's it. It's no big kunsen. So, Enochanami, there is a big... coming back, Reb Shmuel, your question was the next step, that Rav Nevensal himself finds Rav Shlomo Zalman's Hagdorah very vague, and he says without mentioning his Rebbe, he suggests Ulai another pshat, and Rav Nevensal himself was nota l'chumra in regards to the cutting of the toilet paper. With this, Rav Nevensal explains why there's no mechatech ba'ochlim. We saw an os beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Going back to Shinchav Beis, Mishnah Berurah just said, "Ei mechatech ochlin." So Rav Nevensal says, according to my pshat, it's beautiful. Because mechatech is that you're preparing something for another malacha, and it needs to be b'midas arko, b'midas rachbo. You're preparing it for another malacha. But ochlin is not shy to that. So Rav Nevensal Pishitaso explains, "Ei mechatech ochlin," based on that. However, if you take a look, the Nishmas Adam has another Havana. He says that the only time you'll have Mechatech is on an item that could be subject to Makke V'Patish. If the item can't be subject to Makke V'Patish, then it can't be subject to Mechatech Ba'ochlin. There's so many things. It's such a beautiful sugya that's so vague. Okay, so this, I think, covers all of the bases. This is the sugya of Mechatech. To review, we have three different sugyas that we focused on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Atolishes HaKnaf, and Parim Silka, and then on Ayin Hei Amud Beis, and Megar Rashei Klonsos. They all emphasized either, the way we crunched the sugya, was they emphasized either a particular size, a measure, or that you were interested in the chituch itself, that that chituch was refining something, in contrast to Korea, where nothing positive is happening. There is a question about the Rambam, where the Rambam says that Kotim Kisim, he puts that in the Halachos of Mechatech, and Rov Achronim understand that the Rambam is explaining that that's Halacha Mechatech. The Mishnah Brura says that in all cases, whether you use your hand or your kli, as long as it's normal to cut with your hand and your kli, that I didn't spell out last time in the Ber Halacha, but now I'm emphasizing, as long as it's normal to cut with your hand or a kli, so then in such a case, you would be chayiv for mechatech if you're interested in that particular size. And the Rambam holds that it's going to be mechatech even if you use your hand. If that's so, that when you use your hand, so then in such a case, it's going to be mechatech, and that's how the Mishnah Brura seems to run, in contrast to the Rush. So then in such a case, many of the things that we cut with our hands, which a derech is to cut with our hands, should be subject to the issue, the iser of mechatech. So here we had two different tracks. You have Rav Shlomo Zalman's track, who says that unless it's lemidas archa, so then miduyak, so then in such a case it's not going to be chayiv, and it might be even mutter, because then it's considered insignificant. Why the Rambam says Pater Avil Aser, take a look at the Archos Shabbos over there. And Rav Shlomo Zalman has a raya brought to him, six rayas particularly, from the Binyan Shabbos. We saw one, that when cutting down the reed, the halacha is that cutting down the reed is not going to be considered mechate because you weren't intended for it. And therefore, we had at least three nafkaminas from Rav Shlomo Zalman, one in terms of the facts, the other in terms of the yogurt, and the third in terms of the toilet paper. Rav Yashin Zatzal disagreed in regards to and the bottle and the can as well. So Rav Yashin disagreed with the can because he holds that as long as the factory has already designated a particular size, that's going to be enough. The fact that you're not interested is not enough of a tour. The fact that the factory made it is going to be enough to be chayiv. And he also disagreed in regards to the leaven, in regards to the yogurt. That in a chanami, you weren't interested in particular midas arko, midas rachbo, but if it's something that's generally cut to a particular size, then that's going to be enough to be chayiv. Rav Shlomo Zalman's pshat has the question that Rav Nevin Sal Shlita himself asked, and that is, at the end of the day, where are you going to draw the line? Is it a centimeter? That's what I remember very clearly, Rav Chizkio asking his father, what Rav Nevinzal said back to Rav Chizkio, where are you going to draw the line? Of course the guy doesn't want the whole roll of toilet paper. So if he doesn't want the whole roll of toilet paper, so maybe just the fact that he doesn't care whether it's three boxes or four boxes wide, that long, so then in such a case, that would also still be mechata. So where you draw the line is going to be difficult. Then Rav Nevinzal suggested that the vart is a totally different vart, that it's mechatech limudo for arko l'rachbo for malacha acheres. That's also a chidush, and that's going to be a little bit difficult. I just want to add just something to what my Rebbe had said. It does work out beautifully also with the Gemara in the case of the klunsos. The klunsos, you're fashioning it to be able to stick them into certain things. So the vart of malacha acheres actually works out very, very nicely over there. But there's Yesh Ladun, Rav Albach himself questions it, and Halacha L'maisa, Kfar Hora Zachin, Rav Shlomo Zalman was Mekel, so then one can rely on that Derech. But L'Hagdol Torah L'Adira, for sure, there's still more that needs to be done in the Sugya to be able to really, really come up with some Hagdaros. There probably needs to be some more research within more obscure Rishonim to come up with a clear Hagdara. Yeah?
Regarding the yogurt Sahara, if we're not here about opening bottle caps and Shabbos doing it, you should also be not here about the tearing apart the yogurt Sahara.
Al Smakavapatish, because it's not a kli. I think some of the poskim are not so bothered by that, because they say, at the end of the day, the yogurt would be edible if you would eat it as a Siamese twin. In other words, right? It wouldn't be so convenient, but you would just pull off the top.
So you wouldn't make it into another kli, though, in some reason? Even if it's like edible, you're still detached.
Right, so Balchura, the Hagdor of Tikkun HaKli, is that it's not a functional kli. Otherwise, here, it would be functioning as a kli, and maybe that's enough. That's enough to be Matya. Good, okay, a Freilich and Purim. Yeah.